Start it up, Big D. Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio. Hey, look, we've got several guests here tonight on the Big D Radio Show. Co-hosting with me, returning, Steve James. He is the founder of Kenya Relief. And great work. And talking with him just a few minutes before we got on air, and he's been back to Kenya several times since he was in studio back around March. So he's doing some great work, doing a lot of traveling with this, and we're going to speak to him for a little bit during the show. Scott Edmondson is going to be here. Carter and Carter, Weichert Realtors. And we're going to have Malia Meads coming in, Danielle, from Dixie Duds and Decor.
Yep.
Like, I think that shop's, like, addictive for all the ladies. I
mean, it is really. For me. How many times you take me there?
I mean, her store is just packed all the time. And then I think we have one more host.
Yeah, we have Alexanne Maddox. She's from Wounds to Wisdom. Her logo is Hope, Hold On, and Pain Ends.
Awesome. So we'll find out more about that. And so, hey, look, let's just talk about some surrounding crazy stuff going on. The hurricane is still lessening a little bit, though, thank goodness. Looks like we've got some rain here in Coleman probably tonight, diminishing tomorrow. But Irma is she's been kicking off of the western coast of Africa, and she's coming toward the United States.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk weather for just a second. We had some damaging tornadoes west of the listening area about an hour and a half ago around, let's say, Brilliant and Reform in that area, and looked at the radar just a few minutes ago. There's another line coming off that storm, and it looks like it's intensifying and swinging this way. So maybe within about an hour, we need to keep it. We're under a watch for tornadoes till 8 o'clock.
So. Everyone be careful. And I've actually heard today from some of the meteorologists talking about the tornado spinning up on this. And with a different type of atmosphere that we're in, they're saying when the tornadoes actually form, they're not going to. The tornado itself will not last very long, like we do in the actual tornado season. So I guess something about the barometric pressure is going to have it spinning out quicker than a usual tornado. So there's my 2 cents of being a meteorologist for the night.
He's trying to jinx us is what he's trying to do. He better behave.
So look, quickly, last week, Danielle and I ran over to Oliver Woodard Stadium, Coleman High School, watched the Coleman Bearcats, go Cats, and they just couldn't quite stick with Hartsville. They were so freaking fast. It was unbelievable. I'm like, man, like these guys were so huge. And I'm talking like the whole team, okay? So, look, so maybe I think we're going to play North Jackson tomorrow night, which is up by Scottsboro. They're a team that's always incredibly great every year. But what I'm hearing now is that not as much talent this year. So, Not that I wish them any bad thing. I just want to win. So, I mean, look, I hate to lose. I don't care if I'm playing checkers, okay? I hate to lose at anything. I'm just so competitive. Mm-hmm. So what's going on with what's happening in Coleman Facebook page, Danielle?
A whole lot. I'm bringing two of my clients in tonight, Carter and Carter here in Coleman, which is Mr. Edmondson, and then Malia Meads from Dixie Duds, as you said, which is like one of my favorite stores in town.
And everybody else's.
And everyone else's. But I love wearing her clothes, and she's got good prices. And I have really been working hard to build the page, and I appreciate all of the support from the public, small business owners that have stuck with me. Shout out to Chambers. Love Chris Chambers. He's amazing. And Jared over at Bash. And
look, if you start naming stuff off, you're going to be here for like an hour.
I really enjoy my job, and I enjoy going through. And when I come through their door, they greet me with a smile because they're used to seeing me with a smile come in, you know. And
I love all these guys because some of them has been with me for so long, From the Heart and Decoralicious. And, I mean, the list just goes on. Just some great business owners. So always shop local with these Coleman small business owners because they are what it's all about. So,
and if you notice, I've been doing hashtags. So I've been trying to create some more hashtags throughout the post to remind people to shop local. It's very important. I've done a couple grand openings in the last month, one for JP's at Coleman, Miss Annie. She was here on the show, Miss Freeman. And then Christy and Tony were here last week from the Blue Door.
Exactly.
They had a really good grand opening. But Ada Paris, Marco Perez, big shout out to him. Our small businesses that are on our page that support our new businesses that are coming into town.
That's cool. That's cool for everybody to help each other out. And I think last night we actually hit 18,000 likes.
Woof, woof.
We're getting close to 20,000. Of course, I told everybody about a week or two ago that I'm going to give away cash. So I'll be giving away cash starting tonight. I'm going to give away cash every Friday in the month of September. So I'm opening up my own personal wallet, and I'm just going to give away money away. I mean, how cool is that?
I'm excited because it's going to pump up the page. I do want to do a shout-out to Tony's School of Music. You know, of course, we do the show together, and we're very passionate about our musicians that are here. And, you know, if your child shows any type of desire to want to learn something, please go on the page and register for Tony's School of Music.
Tony Willingham, like, he's been over there, you know, what, 30, 35 years? I don't know. The guy's been there so long. Such a professional musician that's unbelievable and gives all kind of lessons. Now, I think Tony only does maybe one or two instruments, and he's got a whole crew that does everything else from piano to ukulele and drums. And, of course, I always tell everybody, you know, I think I might can blow in a harmonica. I don't know what's going to come out the other end.
I can play the trumpet a little bit. That's
give
something
me a break.
You don't know about me. Oh, no, I'm being serious.
Okay. Look, next time we go in the store, I'm going to hand you a trumpet and see what happens.
Well, I started out on the trombone, but then I went to the trumpet. So, yeah. And I was in the band for a little while, so I was a little bit of a nerd.
You're one of them band kids.
Well, no, I was an all-around athlete, so back in the day, you had to choose. You couldn't do
you
both.
Can't do both.
You couldn't be an athlete.
Steve
and
James, have you ever done an instrument?
Me? Are you kidding?
Can you do any instrument
Absolutely
whatsoever?
Absolutely not. Why do you think I'm a DJ for? Because I can't do an instrument, that's
you can,
why.
You can slap move a mixing board, though.
Hey, look, so, yeah, if you need a DJ, give me a call. Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment. I've been in business since 1986, traveling all over the Southeast, based out of Coleman, Alabama, right here. So if you have a wedding, party, whatever, man, we will come make sure you have a good time. It's just so much fun. Danielle actually DJed her first wedding a couple of weeks ago over at Chapel Valley Farms in Jones Chapel. How was that? Was that pretty cool?
It was really good. I love interacting with the bride and the groom, and the father had mixed this song for him and his daughter, and it started out real slow, and then here comes some Guns N' Roses. So
hey,
it was
that's cool. Yeah, you can check Cosmic Sound out pretty soon. We're going to be in Jasper, Alabama at a big venue down there. We're going to be at Stonebridge in November. I mean, we've just got a lot of things going on in Cosmic Sound. So
one at Vinemont.
Yes, we have one at Vinemont. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Scott's something. It's some kind of wedding venue up there that I've not heard of.
It's a cute little venue.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's plain, but it's very cute.
Cool.
Very economical.
Yeah. I mean, these places are all over the place. I mean, wedding venues are everywhere, and that's just the business to be in right now. I mean, seriously, people are getting married every single week. So, except Big D.
I would like to say that Big D beats him.
Big D single for life. I always say that. So anyway, what was you going to say?
I would like to say if there's any small business owners out there, locally owned and operated, give me a call at 256-531-5843. I'd love to advertise for you.
Get your business advertised on what's happening in Coleman. Hey, check it out. We are collecting goods, dry goods, water, at the Coleman Elks Lodge right now. They are teaming up with James R. Smith, I believe, and the truck will be rolling out to Texas tomorrow. So if you're out and about, to run by there, Texaco, Haviland Texaco Express Lube, right there in downtown Coleman by Traditions Bank. They also have a pallet. They're taking up goods also. I think I've seen on Facebook maybe Logan Fire Department's taking up stuff also to carry to the Elks Lodge. So it's a huge community effort right now.
Daystar Church of God is also doing their own. So go on their Facebook and look so you can drop off goods. And also Coleman County School Systems. Up till tomorrow, they're going to be taking donations.
Okay.
Miss Brenda sent me a message, and I posted on what's happening in Coleman. So send some dry goods. I know they're needing, like, baby wipes and things along them lines. And also, the Elks Lodge had announced today that they are taking pet supplies.
Okay.
I spoke with Dr. Lee at the veterinarians today, and they are definitely going to gather up some stuff to take up there. So make sure we remember the pets.
And look, I've got some other announcements that I need to make, but I don't have it in front of me. But Coleman Caring for Kids are going to be having a concert, I think, at September 18th and 19th. But I'm going to check on that during the break and make sure that I have that right. So we're going to kind of tell you about that, and they're going to have some music playing, and it's going to be a great time. So I'll try to bring up my other announcements before the show's
and
over.
Then also, St. Bernard is doing the barbecue and...
Barbecue and more. That's what we're going to say.
barbecue and chat. What is it?
I don't know. Look, anyway, what's happening in Coleman? We have free tickets that we're going to give away. Actually, I think we gave away
a set. We gave away a set. Today. But I think we have a couple more sets to give away.
So yeah. Look, arts, crafts, and music at St. Bernard. And I believe it's next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday. Is that correct?
Yes. And remember, this weekend we have the Sweet Potato Festival.
At Smith Lake.
It'll be at
the old school
in Crane Hill.
No, I think it's Smith Lake Park.
For the Sweet Potato Festival?
Well,
I don't know. I'm going to look. I posted it today. I didn't read it, though.
Oh, my God. You're posting news and you don't even know what it says?
Well, I mean.
Oh, I'm in such a hurry, Big D. I've got so much to do.
Okay. Whatever. I run circles around you.
Okay, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Whatever.
Steve, you had no much. You didn't know you didn't have as much fun tonight, did you?
He loves to debate. He really does. You know, here we had this show, the Understanding the Law, on Tuesday night with Melvin Hastings, and here D goes. You know, and you can just tell by the look on his face. He's fixing to bring it.
Look, when we start talking about politics and Alabama state politics, I go crazy. I can't help myself. It's such a fun topic with all of the incredibly awful politicians that we have in Montgomery. And, you know, I'm proud to talk about it, man. It's just crazy. But anyway, look, we've got a lot of politicians coming on Understanding the Law and probably the Big D Radio Show also. Mm-hmm. We had Sam McClure running for Attorney General. He was in two nights ago on Understanding the Law. An attorney out of Hoover, Alabama. So he's in the running for Attorney General. And recently we had Stacey George on. He's running for Governor of Alabama. So we're going to be bringing some more politicians in here. And maybe Steve James will join us one of these days. Yeah. And we have politicians. And me and him can gang up on him or something.
Yeah, and Stacey George will be back. I'm going to book him in a few weeks.
Yeah,
but I'm really going to focus on... politics for the month of September, the 1st of November.
All right, let's go to our first break. We're going to bring in Scott Edmondson from Carter & Carter. We're going to talk about the real estate business,
yes,
man.
Yes, we are.
Ain't that some fun stuff?
Absolutely.
You know, I always want to be a real estate agent. But
why?
Like Scott, you know, like I want to sell these $5 million houses, you know, so I can make a big commission and kick back on the couch for a week or two.
Oh.
Hey, you're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95. We'll be back in just a moment.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it.
You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Steve James is hanging out with me. Steve, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man, I'm just enjoying this experience. This is a little harder than giving anesthesia, though.
Wait, you just pop a needle in somebody and watch them go to sleep?
Oh, I love needles. I like to stick them in all parts of the body. Yeah.
So, look, we was talking a while ago, and you've already been back to Kenya twice within the last few months. So, how's that going over there?
Wow. Well, you know, it's just more of God showing out. He's hears the voices of those who cry out for help, and those of us who have been involved have been blessed to be a part of such a wonderful thing.
Awesome.
It's growing. It's we're That's reaching incredible. More people. You know, not just in Kenya, people all over the United States.
Right. That's awesome. So, hey, look, before we jump in, I got busy a while ago because I always pray. So if you'll bow your heads, we're going to say a quick prayer. That's why we always start the show. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for your awesomeness. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you for all the guests that come here. And we just ask that you bless their lives, Lord, and lead them and guide them in your direction, Father. We just give you the praise that you deserve. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Yeah, you know, so I always pray before I eat and pray when I go to work, pray when I do the radio show. I just got excited a while ago, I guess.
No, I just think it makes you feel so comfortable.
It does.
To feel like,
it
you know,
does.
God is here and
exactly.
We're ready for it.
Always. So, look, let's talk about real estate, Scott. So, what's going on with you, brother?
Man, Coleman is wide open right now. And as a new agent for Weikert and Carter and Company, hit the ground running.
That's awesome.
I don't even think I've had time to sleep, it seems like.
So, how long have you been a realtor?
Got my license back in February. Just got my full-time license after completing my temporary course. And in either case, man, it's been incredible.
Let's say overall in Coleman Real Estate, is most realtors full-time doing this or do a lot of them just do it part-time?
That's hard to say. I'm going to say just roughly it might be about a 50-50, somewhere in there. Yeah.
Basically. Okay.
I think there's about 140 realtors on the roster.
Dude, that's
with
crazy.
The MLS.
Okay, look, seriously, for Coleman's size, that's a lot of realtors.
Yeah.
It is. And the competition, you know, you call it what you want. I'm calling it competition because you are competing to sell that house because anybody can sell it. So, I mean, I'm thinking, and you could tell me if I'm wrong or not, to be a realtor, you better be digging in 110% every single day, 6 days a week or 7 days a week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been shocked. I mean, most people from Coleman know me. You know, I've been self-employed since I was 17 years old here in Coleman. Started my own business after finishing Auburn. And I kind of laugh because landscaping back in those days, you could actually go to sleep when the sun went down. The job was done, you know. And nowadays, I mean, it seems like every morning the phone's already ringing about 6 in the morning. And my wife's been kind of following me, making sure I didn't have a girlfriend. Cause it seems like I'm coming home about 11 o'clock every night. So in either case, I try to make sure she knows where I'm at.
Yeah,
so,
you better be calling her.
That's right.
So now are you completely out of the landscaping business and real estate?
I went on a little hiatus, as some might call it, about 2 years ago. You know, you guys were talking about godly intervention and that kind of thing. And, you know, I just kind of felt like it was time for me to do something different. And basically, everything that I had done over the years of developing property, working with customers, You know, back when I interned at Auburn, some of the houses that we worked on were Southern Living houses, you know, were in publications, multi-million dollar estates, things like that. And so it just always felt like I had that understanding of kind of how to talk to the customer about their home, what was outside. And then, you know, I kind of joke as far as the other realtors goes, you know, I've got a horticulture degree, so I've got the best insight on what gives a house curb appeal.
So, Steve, don't you agree the first thing that's going to catch your attention when you pull up to a house is going to be the landscaping? It's going to be the first thing that gives you that good impression.
Sure, that street appeal. And I remember when you were in that business, you know, and we had some interactions, a little business, and I was just sitting here thinking as y'all were talking how important it was to know somebody. You know, when you're in a business like, you know, selling things, you know, I'd feel good about working with you because I knew you way back and I knew you had, you know, a lot of integrity and offered customers your best. That's cool.
And I will say one thing, and, you know, putting myself out there for the last 20 years, people kind of know who Scott is. Yeah. And it's funny because you see so many of these realtors that they kind of dress up, they, you know, do their thing, they've got their style, whatever it is. And, you know, my style has always been, you know, the shirt's untucked and, and you just kind of walk around and, you know, a lot of days I'm in shorts and I'm kind of dirty because I'm willing to go out there and tromp the woods with you.
Exactly.
You know, when you say, let's go look at a piece of a property, why do I want to try to show you 20 acres, I can't just stand at the road and point and click.
Exactly.
I mean, we're going through the trails.
Exactly.
And so that's what I've been doing. And, you know, I just kind of feel like keeping that same mentality that I've had for the last 20 years, you know, I don't want people to say, well, Scott's changed his image and now he's fake and that kind of thing. So, you know, I try to keep it the same.
And, that's it.
And that was why I went to Weikert and Carter and Company. I mean, I've known them for so long. You know, they're like family to me. And I told them, I said, when I went in there, I said, I can't change what I've done for all this time. Are you going to accept me how I am? And that's what they did. And, you know, I love them for it.
That's awesome.
You know, buying a house is way up there on the list of stressful things.
It's got to be.
I can just think about selling homes in the past myself. And sometimes it takes a while, but it's having a relationship with somebody that you feel like they've got your back, you know, or they're looking out for your best interest. That's the kind of people you want to work with in any business. So, you know, I think you probably got an edge on that.
Yeah, it's a tough call. You know, the real estate industry kind of wants you to stay back a little bit. You know, not recommend this person, not recommend that person, that kind of thing. You know, they want you to be a real estate agent. They don't want you to be the home builder, the whatever, you know. And it's, I'll admit, it's tough some days to kind of, you'll see something over there in the corner and you're kind of like, you know, hey, did you catch that over there? Because I don't know if I did. Let's go to the next one, you know. So, but it is. And, you know, like I said, the cool thing about my office is everybody has their talents. You know, it's not Scott and it's not I. I mean, it's a team effort.
Right.
And when you really sit down and you look at every individual we have in our office, their background actually is more geared to what we do on a day-to-day basis than I think anywhere else you could go.
Right. And I've got so many friends in the real estate business in Coleman. It's unbelievable. But you know what? They're all eating, so they must be all selling houses. And so, I mean, evidently the market must be okay than what it was several years ago.
Yeah, you know, Coleman's basically the buyer's market is so strong right now. There's not enough inventory to service the amount of people that are looking for houses right now. You know, if you're even if you're a year from now thinking about, I might sell my house, I mean, I'd almost encourage you to go ahead and maybe speed that up a little bit because the demand is there. And, you know, when you get the demand in that situation, that's going to drive the price up. You know, you're going to possibly make more money selling now than you would that if you played, you know, the gamble of 6 months to a year from now. I mean, I think what happens in the national economy probably doesn't affect us as much here in Coleman because Coleman is, you know, so strong, the number two micropolitan in the country. You know, everything we've got going with the industry, I think we've got a great, you know, mayor and council that looks over everything going on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, so at this point, anything that would happen on the national level, I think is going to have a slower residual before it ever gets here. And so, you know, I'm kind of telling people, let's go forward. You know, now's the time. If you're thinking about either buying, selling, or investing, let's go ahead and let's get started on it.
Yeah, and so, you know, and of course, interest rates have been down for several years, and so it's definitely been the right time to buy a house. Now, I haven't kept up with the interest rates recently, but I would imagine there's, I mean, they're still not at they what they was years ago at 7%, stuff like that. I mean, you're probably still looking at 4%, though.
You know, you'll talk to people like my parents' age that used to pay 21% bought their first house. And they're sitting here going, I can get it for 4? What?
Right. What happened?
I mean, that's like free money, you know.
So would you think, because this is me thinking, with the median income in Coleman probably being $12, $13, $14 an hour, are most families looking for houses probably in $100,000 range, or
that market right now in the $130,000 to $150,000 range?
Probably the hottest right now.
Is the smoking hot market right now. And you know, there's a lot of people when we're pricing houses, I do a lot with listing, the listing side for people. Part of the reason I do that is because of my construction experience, trying to get their house up to that par where it needs to be to hopefully sell it and bring them, you know, top dollar. But it surprises me how many times somebody will say, well, I think I'm going to list that for $154,000. Hmm. Well, that $4,000 is the difference in most of the realtors in town right now doing a search on MLS between $125,000 and $150,000.
Right.
So they would bring that house down in a negotiation to below $150,000, but it's amazing how many houses are being missed because they're not searching out far enough, you know, to get it into that level. So if somebody tells me, hey, we're looking for a house at $150,000, I'm going to search on up to about $165,000, $170,000,
exactly,
and say, hey, look, we'll make a shot at this. If we can get it down to where you need it to be, we'll
Because the seller is going to come down. If they really want to sell, they're going to come down unless they're just blow it out on, you know, I owe $165,000 and I got to have $165,000.
Yeah, and you run into situations, too, where the sellers, they're sitting there and they said, man, I just don't know if I can come off of that house $3,000 more. And then you ask them, well, what's your house payment? And their house payment is $1,400 a month. Well, they'll let that house sit for 6 more months.
And you know, pay that payment.
Making basically an interest payment over that time period when they could have actually come out, you know,
exactly,
$3,000 to the good by going ahead and selling the house. So
I've had something that I've wondered about. I travel a lot, and I'm in the north and in different states, and we just had a board retreat down at Smith Lake a couple weekends ago, so people from out of state were here, and they were stunned at what you can buy in the South versus what you can buy in Michigan or somewhere like that. Do you see a big trend in people moving to the Southeast? Because, I mean, my son just came from California. I mean, he couldn't afford a house in California. But here, you know, he still can't believe that you can buy a home.
The
such
ones
a nice
that
home.
Have surprised me have been the Florida residents. Mm. So, you know, the price is super high down there. They deal with hurricanes. Hurricanes, they have extremely high insurance. They learn a little bit about Smith Lake, and all of a sudden they're fleeing saltwater and they're ready for freshwater.
Wow.
And then when they realize what kind of house that they're going to get out here on Smith Lake, it flabbergasts them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I live in a small house, and thank goodness I paid it off in January, so I am almost debt-free now. Mm-hmm. But when I do hit the lottery, Steve, I'm going to call Scott and get one of those $2 million houses on Smith Lake, though.
Deal.
Yeah. Deal.
I've got a friend that lives in a tiny house in Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he like it?
500 square feet. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves it. He likes that lifestyle. He lives outside. You know, he has a gazebo and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well, Scott, thanks for coming in on the Big D Radio Show, man. We appreciate you coming. Come back anytime, and we'll talk about the real estate market
again.
Hey,
I'd love to do it.
Awesome. Coming up next, Alexis Ann Maddox, Wounds into Wisdom. We'll be speaking with her and finding out what's all going with that. And then Malia Mead from Dixie Duds and Decor, one of the hottest boutiques right here in Coleman right now. Time is on our side. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP Coleman.
We've spent a lot of time on this.
the investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Here's a new Live 95 suggestion on how to prepare for the new work week. On Sunday night, you cook dinner. You help the kids finish their homework. You scream at your husband. You take the trash out. You make sure your kids brush their teeth. You tuck them in, sigh loudly, then pick up your remote control and turn on Sunday Night Live on Live 95. It's like being at a music festival, but without the illegal vapors, bright lights, and rednecks around you. However, if you want to make it more authentic, you can pour beer all over yourself. Sunday Night Live, all live tracks from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95.
Light. And then as life began, I said a yes. I said a yes. Augustine knew temptation. He loved women, wine, and song. And all the special flashes, I'm doing something wrong. I said a yes. I said a yes.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Man, I love the Rolling Stones. I know y'all do. Don't you, Alexis Ann? You like
sure.
The Rolling Stones?
Can't get no satisfaction.
Well, look, there you go. There you go. I love the song. So, look, welcome to the Big D Radio Show,
well,
Alexis Ann.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you just look all spry and happy over there. Look like you just had a Happy Meal from McDonald's or something, man. I love Happy Meals. I'm not lying. Steve, do you ever eat a Happy Meal?
Yes, I do. I like to eat.
So look, you have founded Wounds into Wisdom.
Yes, I have.
So this is something local here in Coleman.
It's basically Facebook okay. A support group.
So you do have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. And what's the name of the page?
Wounds into Wisdom.
Wounds into Wisdom. Mm-hmm. So why don't you kind of tell me your story and tell me what this is all about?
Okay, well, my story started when I was 17 in school. I started using drugs. It was meth. I started with meth because I wanted to lose weight. And, you know, that's how I started doing drugs initially. Okay. Then I went to UNA, got a scholarship for political science pre-law, and could not finish because I had gotten so hooked on drugs that I had lost everything. I was in prison when I was 20 years old. I did 7 years of my adult life incarcerated, in and out. I have 23 felenies. I have $250,000 in restitution and fines.
I was about to give you a compliment and tell you that you didn't look that old. You look pretty young.
I'm 34, actually. But I never could get sobriety all those years, but I was lacking something, which for me, it was God. Everybody said, you know, I got it through God. I got it through faith. And I never believed them because I never thought it was that simple. But if I just let go of everything, and exactly. When I was in jail the last time, I was so tired. I'd married a very abusive man. He beat me almost to death. I've lost both my children. I've lived homeless, hungry, just 90 pounds soaking wet, just looking horrible. And I had a great family. I came from a great family and that were so supportive and loving and caring. And it just, I don't know what got me in that place, but it took me, 16 years of active addiction to realize that I'm tired and exactly. I didn't need it anymore. And so I started putting myself in programs,
through the link. I did a lot of classes, and at the time, that's what I needed to get where I am today.
Good.
Also, one of the jailers that used to be at jail that would always check me in, and he'd let me call my grandma. His name's Cameron Berryhill, and he's just like the most Christian, calm, mild-mannered man ever. He started a group. It's called M3 Peer Accountability Support Group, and it's at 7th Street Baptist Church on Thursdays at 7. And tonight was his first meeting, and I told him I'd be late. So if you're listening, shout out to you.
You'll be late.
Yeah, I'll be late. But through all that, I just feel like I just recently found out how it was on the other side when a loved one was on drugs and I was still maintaining my sobriety. So I know both aspects of it. I don't know the kids' aspects. And what I want is for the family members or the kids of, you know, addicts, active addicts, to come to my page and share and make me aware of what they went through, because my son has went through that and I drug him through the mud. My son's seen a lot more than my daughter, but he's the most kind-hearted boy that you would ever meet in your life. And I'll cry when I start talking about my kids because what I put them through.
Right.
But they also still love me and I'm still their mom, and they are my number one cheerleaders.
There you go.
You know, so I thank God every day that I got to see and I got to be a part of it. And I'm not saying that it's easy, because it's not. I work at a job that I don't like to work at, but I humbled myself enough to do that because God said, this is where you're not better than anything.
Exactly.
So you'll work here because of my past. And now we're having issues with my past, which now I'm at the point where I've accepted that things are just what it is, you know? So I just want people to be aware, and I want people to not be ashamed to come and ask me. My personal number's on the website, my email. You can message me anytime. I'll get up at 3 a.m. and talk with you, you know. I'm passionate about somebody saving somebody else's life. And if it means me coming to your house and getting you and taking you to church with me, and y'all are all doing drugs or what, I don't care. I will do it. I've done it. And I just want to help somebody else out, you know?
Exactly. Well, that's very admirable of you,
well, thank you.
To do that, because a lot of people that do get sober, I think a lot of them just wants to be in their own little world because mm-hmm. they don't want to be out in the elements again.
Right.
So they want to be in their world and to be in a safe place.
And it's out there. The thing is, it's reality, and it's out there. Wherever you go, you're going to be faced with it. It's... People say, you're so strong. How do you do it? I'm not that strong. You are. God gave you that to be that strong. You might not can do it as like I can, but I've had years to...
Right.
I still can't hang with these folks, you know?
Exactly.
But I will take them to church with me, and
Amen.
We will. And you can be high as a Georgia pine, and I love you anyways, you
exactly.
know?
God loves them too, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, and the thing, you know, that I always talk about in any situation, people talking about God or against God or whatever, you know, I remind everybody that we live in an imperfect world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always going to be that way until his coming back.
Right.
So he lets us go through trials and tribulations. But the thing about it is, he's always there.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll never leave you.
Yes.
So I was going through a tough time one time in my life. And so I was actually at a bar in Birmingham. Okay. And look, I always try to look studly when I go to the bar. Okay?
Smelling good.
Yeah, I always have my white shirt on. And I'm sitting there because... You know, I'm chilling by myself, and somebody pulled my shirt, and I was so mad. You know, like, I'm not messing with nobody. Don't
mm-hmm.
grab my shirt,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I turned around, and there was nobody there. And he whispered in my ear, and he says, I love you, Daryl, and you'll never leave me.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened again a week later, mm-hmm. and I got up out of that bar, and I never went back.
Right. Well, see, people say... when I say that I hear them, it's not that I hear somebody talking to me. It's that gut feeling, you know, when you just know. People call it intuition. Well, I say it's God, because
it
when I know that I know
exactly.
and I have that feeling, then that's him telling me, hey, you know, you get out of this situation, or this is happening right now. Mm. And And a lot of people will avoid that little voice or that little intuition because
it's going against what they do.
Or other people are influencing them differently.
Exactly.
Because they're not listening to their own heart. They're listening to everybody outside noise, you know?
So, Stevie, if you want to get rid of some bad friends, you know what you say? Hey, let's go to church.
Hey, they'll go.
Are you
with
crazy?
Me. No, they go with
do
me.
Do they really go?
Because they know the people that I know that are still in it would never have thought I got clean or never had thought that I was, you know, actively speaking about active addiction or recovery or God. And they've messaged me and, you know, say, you're an inspiration. I never thought you'd.
That's awesome.
Because I was rough. I was hard to handle.
I think it's beautiful. What I see in you, and you know, that's transparency, you know, because somebody that's going through struggles like that, you know, they feel like they're different,
yeah,
and that nobody really can understand them, that there's something wrong with them.
Right.
But when you're open and honest about things, you know, that happens in church, mm-hmm. Hopefully most of the time, but you know, I think it also happens in any relationship with people when they're honest about things,
right?
You
and
know,
the thing is I've always been so brutally honest, mm-hmm. at the point where, you know, my family's told me you don't gotta be so, you know, but that's just how I am. Take me as I am, and I'm not ashamed of where, mm-hmm. I came from, because
exactly.
Everybody's got some dirt, you know, whether
we all do,
yeah,
from birth,
yeah. So I'm not ashamed of it anymore. Now I used to be, and that's what held me in addiction for so many years, was the guilt and shame. But mm-hmm. now I'm freed. I've been set free. I have a new
exactly.
peace about me.
That's awesome.
So just, I just want other people to
exactly.
feel that.
Just know that Satan has lost the battle with you,
mm-hmm.
and you remind him every day, Satan, you've lost the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is going to shine in your life every day. And I'm so glad that you came on the show.
Well, I'm glad that y'all invited me.
You're so welcome. So, look, come back again pretty soon, and we'll talk some more about it and maybe go over your Facebook page a little bit more.
Okay.
And maybe we can see if we can get some folks talking to you so you can help somebody.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming in, Alexis Maddox, Wounds into Wisdom. Coming up next on the Big D Radio Show, Malia Mead, owner of Dixie Duds and Decor, one of the hottest little boutiques, located right beside Carlton's Italian Restaurant. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5.
Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, is proud to present yet another local community program for Cullman. Join us immediately following Sports Talk Live on Thursdays for a brand new show that will help our listeners focus on lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Join host Sandy Seibert each and every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Path Changers, Habits of Health, immediately following Sports Talk Live, right here on the station that is all about Cullman, by Cullman, for Cullman. Live 95.5 FM, Cullman's Independent Radio.
Thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit.
Plus, Coleman SportsFit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman SportsFit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and SilverFit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman SportsFit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Even though I want to listen to the Stones a little bit longer, I guess I better get it. Hey, look, he turned the music up. So there we go. I love that song. By the way, that is my favorite Rolling Stones song, by the way. And actually, my all-time favorite song.
I was shocked one day. I actually heard it come on, and it was not your promo. I was like, wow, I get to hear the actual song.
I love that song. So, here we go. Malia Mead, man. She is the owner of Dixie Does and Decor. Let's just say it. It's one of the hottest boutiques in Coleman right now. It is. I mean,
it's rocking.
It is rocking. Located right next door to Carlton's Italian Restaurant. You can't miss it. We've got the big Alabama State thing right there on the wall. Everybody, look, every time I'm on Facebook, somebody's having their picture made right there in front of that State of Alabama. It's cool.
Well, speaking of the Rolling Stones, you can get onesies that have the Rolling Stones on them. So Dixie Duds is a place that has very unique and different items in all the boutiques in Coleman. Mm. And we have really good prices.
Exactly.
So Coleman has been very, very receptive of my store. It's going on 5 months being open, and I've had a great time with all the locals and the people traveling through Coleman. So we have, like I said, a little bit of everything. We've got baby items, toddler items, but mainly juniors and missies. We have plus sizes, and we have men's clothing.
Right. So, you know, and for me to say boutique, but when you walk in there, there's so much more. I mean, there's lighting fixtures and bath bombs and purses and jewelry. It's
yes.
just, it's incredible. And I believe just the things that you pick out for your store is what makes the store unbelievable, because everything in there is just gorgeous. I mean, it's not like some boutiques, you know, you go out in the country and they got some stuff going on, you know. No, this is happening. I mean,
it's very eclectic.
It is. I mean, and it's such a beautiful store inside.
Thank
it's
you.
Just
I would say it's very it's vintage, it's urban, a little splash of yeah,
I wouldn't say that.
I would say,
now, where do you get that kind of style? I mean, you know, I don't think it just emerged here in Coleman. You've obviously been around.
I have traveled
yeah.
all over the world, actually, and
yeah.
lived in different places. I lived in New York for about 9 months, and I lived in Memphis, but I've traveled all over the world. Actually.
Well, you know, that's what people want in Coleman. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
It's Mayberry, right?
Yes.
But people, I mean, I was in Amsterdam a couple weeks ago, and I love shopping, you know, but it's cool that you can get stuff like that in Coleman.
Yeah, I have a junker's heart, so I have a little bit of, it's just vintage, antiques, bohemian, a little bit of, you know, very eclectic.
Steve, you've got to go in there.
I'm dying. I'm tomorrow. I may go on my lunch break.
Because, you know, Danielle and I, we go in there sometimes, and I'll just catch me. Look, well, okay, she goes all the time. But when I'm in there, like, I'm just, like, looking at everything sometimes on every single table, because I want to see everything that's in there. And it's just so neat of all the different things.
As Big D said, I have home decor and gifts. So it's kind of a one-stop shop. I mean,
it really is.
I would say 90% of the people that come through my store, they walk out with something, because I have a little bit of everything.
Exactly.
A little bit.
And you change it up, I'm sure.
I do. I keep my prices low so I can turn over my inventory, so I'm getting things not every day, but practically every few days.
Well, where's your favorite place to shop? I mean, you got some markets you go to, I guess. Or do you go all over?
I do.
Yeah.
As far as to the things to sell,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go out west and, you know, mm-hmm. just get different things that the other merchants don't have.
I've got to bring you some things from Kenya.
Oh, wow. That would be great.
That'd be a little different twist, wouldn't it?
It would. So, anyways, and I'm having a big sale now, marked all my summer items down, pretty much 30 to 50% off. So you can get some really good deals. Exactly. And we just started a text messaging club, and you can become a VIP member, and you will get probably anywhere from 4 to 5 text messages a month. And okay. I will text you once a week to inform you of our specials.
That's awesome.
And so right now we have one going on through Saturday. You get $5 off your entire purchase on the purchase of $25 or more.
Okay.
So most all, well, some boutiques and most all big department stores, not big department stores, some of the stores are starting to go to this text message right. marketing just to inform their customers of the sales and just any unique things that are going on with the
store. So can you tell them what to text everybody that's listening?
Yes, anybody that's listening, if you can get on your text messaging and act as if you're text messaging someone new, and you will dial in 31996, and then you will text that number. You will text it Dixie Duds with a space in between Dixie Duds.
So type in Dixie Duds to 31996 and you will become part of this program. And you're going to get $5 off of your entire purchase of $25 or more. And she's going to just send you a text like everybody gets, like, you know, 100 texts a week anyway. But she's going to send you one and tell you about all the specials.
And you can be a VIP.
I love being a VIP. Me too. Even though I'm not one. In my mind, I am.
Yes, you are a VIP.
I love you.
But you shouldn't get more than just one a week.
Okay.
So don't be worried about getting bombarded or anything by okay. text messaging.
So on average, will they get one a week or two a week or what?
One a week.
Just one a week.
One a week. Mm-hmm. To inform them of the sales going on, contest or anything like that we may have going
cool.
on. So. And my store hours are Wednesday through Saturday, Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 6, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 7.
So if we're at Carlton's, we just go next door.
Two doors over.
Two doors over.
Right. Next door to Carlton's is a salon.
Okay.
Which you don't need a haircut, neither do I.
Yeah, but
So that's why we're going to go to Dixie Duds at 4.
Yeah, to be a VIP.
Yeah.
Exactly. So come check us out.
It's a great store.
You will be impressed of my pricing and my variety of items that I have.
It's just your style. Because you have so many different styles about you and with the things that you put in that store. I don't have that imagination that you do to put the different things that you put in. So everybody is just kind of, you know, as soon as they walk in, I think they just get lost in there, and they're like, I think I need to buy one of everything. I mean, everything is so gorgeous, I need one of everything. It's just
incredible. I can tell almost when someone walks in the door by their facial expression.
Exactly.
If it's their first time in, because they're just like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, Steve.
It's really fun.
They're about to break out the credit card. They're smiling all the way through the store.
It is fun to watch people walk in the door for the first time. And
I need to steer my wife away from that place, though.
And plan on staying a while, because like Big D said, I have a lot of things to look at.
It's just incredible. It's so, I mean, it really is. I hate to go on and on about it, but it really is an incredible store. And the popularity of your store, from the very beginning, it just grew so fast.
It is growing, and my repeat customers has been amazing. So there, I have a lot of loyal customers, which I'm very appreciative of.
Exactly.
And so just the word's got to get around, because there's so many people out there that still don't know about it. So
well, we're going to make sure they know about it.
I know about it.
Well, there you go. Hey, yeah.
Because we're kind of off the beaten path. We're not on the warehouse district and the shopping centers. We're next door to Carlton's. So
hey, look, Carlton's is the most popular place in Coleman, so you're at a great place. Everybody loves Carlton's.
Yes, everybody. People come from all over to eat at Carlton's.
So, do you ever eat there?
Come on,
be honest.
Probably once a week.
I think I ate there twice last week, so.
Is some of that beautiful jewelry that you're wearing mm-hmm. come from your store?
I am going to be carrying this vintage jewelry.
That's nice.
Coming mm-hmm. November. Yeah. So, if you have an eye for Victorian old jewelry, you'll be able to find it there in a couple more months.
I've been an antique collector all my life, so I can't wait to visit.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yes. We do have antiques. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I never wear jewelry, so I'm striking that one out, but I'll buy something else.
We have some fun, crazy socks that are happening in hip thing for guys.
That's what I need then. I need some hip socks. are they multicolor?
Oh, they're all kinds of crazy.
And like come up to my knees or something?
No, they're just regular men that are wearing dress socks, and then the guys that are just wearing shorts to school, okay. They're wearing these fun, silly socks that are really That's just awesome. The craze right now.
Awesome.
So,
well, thank you for coming in on the Big D Radio Show.
Thanks for having me.
Are you
going to
come back pretty soon?
Whenever you want me, I'd love to share what's happening in Dixie Does and Decor.
All right, that's awesome.
There's some more Rolling Stones.
Look, Rolling Stones. Thanks for being tuned in to the Big D Radio Show. We're going to say a real quick prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for being with us and being with all the guests. And Father, we just give you the praise, honor, and glory that you deserve because you are the Almighty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. And most importantly, God bless America. We'll see you next Tuesday with Coleman attorney Melvin Haston on Understanding the Law.
Just another advantage to living in Coleman. You have Live 95 on your radio. Live 95 is 95.5 FM WRJMLP, Coleman's independent radio.